defensive back R.J. Stanford, who joins us on the set now. R.J., appreciate you coming in. The panel is about life after football, business after football. Give us a little sense of, you know, what it's like coming into this league. You know, you're a seventh-round draft pick. Now you're stuck around. You're making an impact at the National Football League level. How quickly do you start thinking about, in your career, life after football?
Oh, man. Honestly, a lot of guys like myself don't when they first come in the league. It took me not until after my rookie season that I really started thinking about life after football. But for a lot of guys, I mean, some do and some don't. But, you know, you can't get caught up in this fairy tale. Then you got to start thinking about life after football. So I'm just fortunate I got to think about that.
I think it's a testament for a young guy like yourself to come in and be a part of this. You know, a lot of young guys, you know, right now, you know, at this age, they don't want to be a part of anything post-football. They think they can keep playing and making this money forever. You know, who knows what they're out doing right now. You know, but I mean, safely, but they're doing something other than what's kind of can be important for you once you're done playing ball.
Right, because you hear about it, man. You hear about it from day one that you get into this league. There's all kind of rookie meetings. A lot of that goes in one ear and out the other. And I was guilty of it my rookie year. So I just started paying attention and really taking advice from other mentors along the way and former players, current players that kind of been there and did it. So I was just, you know, trying to not step in their same pothole.
Right. And it's really about building relationships, you know, while you're playing and then taking those in the off season, because you meet so many people doing what you do. And if it's as simple as remembering somebody's name or calling back somebody to say thanks for, you know, that time out on the golf course or that time we went to dinner, and that could lead to something that you're really not prepared to do now, but in 4, 5, 6 years, it might pay dividends.
Right. So a big thing for me was just beginning everything with the end in mind. And what you were saying about those relationships, like you never know. You never know how long you're going to play. And so it might just be remembering somebody's name or a golfing event that you went to years down the line. You reconnect with those guys. And so you just got to think about that, you know, because a lot of guys, like I said, I was guilty of it, man. You just don't think about it. You get caught up and all you do is, hey, I'm playing football. This is just what I'm going to do. This is what I came here for. And you kind of forget, you know, the real world, as they call it.
I also warn people about how you treat people. You know, I think that's one of the most important things, how you treat people. People don't care about your football career after a certain point, you know, and you're going to need certain people in your life. And I know some people just have it in them, but some people, you know, kind of fake the funk on how they treat people. But personality like yourself, I'm sure you treat people very well. That also plays a huge role and a big part of how, you know, after football, staying in South Florida market, for one thing, you know, you got all these people that you made all these relationships with, and they like you as a person. Helps out a lot.
Okay. Man, even what you just said, I'm listening, man. Yeah. I don't have all the answers, but, man, just sitting here being able to be at this event, man, is great for me, and I'm just trying to soak everything in.
There you go.
RJ, what about football? You know, being in the Miami Dolphins
and
being here, you know, how exciting is it for you? Because, you know, your number's being called the last couple of weeks. You're seeing yourself on the football field. How much fun has it been to go out and play?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying every minute of it, man. I can't lie about that. It's been great, man. It's been a great experience to come out here and play, especially with some of these guys that I played college ball with,
right,
and come out here and make contributions out here on the field and help get these W's.
Yeah, you mentioned playing college ball with a couple of these guys. Utah guy, Sean Smith, Koa Misi, Paul Solei. A lot of friendly and familiar faces in the locker room when you got here this year.
Yeah, it was welcoming. They showed me a lot of love coming in here, familiar faces. Felt like I was back in Utah a little bit, but
same weather too, right?
Nah. That's one thing about Florida, man. I forgot it was fall and winter out here. So.
Do you have any advice for me? I'm going to Bozeman, Montana this week for a game. Oh, that's your advice for me. Okay.
Just warm.
Is that Montana State? Montana State.
Montana State. I have Sam Houston State at Montana State.
Little FCS playoff action. All right, RJ Stanford, man. Thanks for coming on. Nice to finally have you on the show.
Appreciate you.
Enjoy
man.
The event tonight, and appreciate the insight.
All right, thank you for having me.